This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Why did the music get very loud right there? Or am I going crazy?
You brought the music up to a normal level.
Or it came up to a normal level.
Well, now you're like real loud in my ears.
What the heck is going on?
Sure, glad we got this show ironed out after all these years.
I think we've done this before.
You got the bugs worked out of it by now. That's good to know.
Yeah, I just, you know, every once in a while I have to ask, am I normal? If I lost my marbles?
It's the new normal, Scott. Maybe you've heard.
Yeah, maybe it is. Anyway, that's the voice of Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. Leah Backstrom is here on our What's On Your Mind radio Twitter feeds. In case you miss anything, it's there not only during the show, but after, and you can go back and check things out. So that's kind of nice. Chris Larson's our producer. We talked to Tim Walz last night, the governor of Minnesota. Chris and I were on the press conference call last night, and I have a clip of that I want to share with you, because that'll have you asking what the heck's going on. Did I miss something? I don't know.
Am I going to be able to go down there at Christmas and see my folks down in the Twin Cities, or am I going to have to stay in North Dakota?
I don't know. I mean, given what he said, I'm not sure I want to go to Minnesota for anything.
Well, I don't want to, but they're not coming up here, so I got no choice.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
Well, I'm going to see him.
Go see your family. Go see your family, yeah. So
can I wash my hands?
Yeah. I would stop every 5 minutes and take a hand sanitizer shower. Okay. I think I saw that somewhere in the restrictions.
That may not feel too good in certain, you know, menthol.
Right. Yeah.
Menthol isn't supposed to be in certain parts of the body.
That's what I understand. Yeah. Well, that's why you got to pay the price if you're visiting Minnesota. Just to what it is.
What a sacrifice.
I think I've forgotten somebody. Daniel's our ace producer down at What's On Your Mind Network World Headquarters. And we're welcoming your calls, your questions, your comments at 800-228-0550. Kevin Flynn is here. He doesn't have a microphone today. We took his mic away. It's kind of a thing. When he gets a little sassy, the mic has to go away. But he's still here. Yeah. So,
why do I still have a mic? I get sassier than he ever does.
You do. Yeah, you do. That's true. President Trump has tweeted out in the last hour or so. I guess it's been a couple hours now. But here, I'll read it for you. Important news conference today by lawyers on a very clear and viable path to victory. Pieces are very nicely falling into place. 11 a.m. today, Republican National Committee. That is happening. What do you make of that? He also said thousands of uncounted votes discovered in Georgia counties. When the much more important signature match takes place, the state will flip Republican, and very quickly. Also said in another tweet, almost zero ballots rejected in Georgia this election. In years past, close to 4% were rejected. Not possible. Must have signature check on envelopes now. Very easy to do. Dems fighting because they got caught. Far more votes than needed for a flip. Republicans.
Well, they're still unhappy about the election there a couple of years ago, so.
Well, that was a little different deal, though. That was a Democrat that lost the governor's race, Stacey Abrams there.
Right. So now they're going to punish us by making darn sure if they have to cheat to get it done that they never lose again.
Well, I look at it a little differently. It was, they were throwing, costume balls. They were so excited about the recount because Stacey Abrams asked for it. Why doesn't it happen that way when Republicans ask for it?
And she has yet to concede.
Well, she's not quite right, but, you know, so we shouldn't make fun of someone that's not quite right. Republicans must get tough is the last thing the president said here. Republicans must get tough. Boy, oh boy, isn't that the truth? Republicans so often, and this is why Donald Trump's as popular as he is among Republicans, 95-plus approval rate for Donald Trump. You know why? He doesn't cower in the corner. He doesn't curry favor with the other side so he can get invited to cocktail parties. Far too many Republicans are just wimps. Anyway, Donald Trump hasn't said a whole lot during this recount, but he's saying that. We'll just ask you a simple question. Does that give you some confidence? Do you think he's right? That there's a clear and viable path to victory? And do you think this ultimately succeeds? Tell us what you think. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. Let's get to it today on What's on Your Mind, and you just simply tell us what's on your mind. That's what we're looking for today, right here on the radio. So, lay it on us. I do quickly want to throw out something. This is in Slack, Todd, if you want to play this for me. It's Governor Tim Walz on the question of, okay, you are imposing restrictions on many parts of the economy. You're doing it to save lives, so you've got a noble goal, and you believe this is necessary and it has to happen. So we'll set that aside and saying you're doing it for the right reasons. But if you're doing it for the right reasons, what are the reasons, what will you do when businesses fail? Like, what do you do for a restaurant, for businesses, when they fail as a result of your order? And here's what he said. Listen close to this now. Listen very close.
This issue around small businesses absolutely pains me. I think we need to be clear. With the rates of infection we have, there's not going to be people to go to the restaurants. There's not going to be people to go. And what we do know is whether there's restrictions or not, once you reach a case positivity rate in states like this, there's virtually no difference because people aren't going anyway.
Don't worry. Nobody's going to go to your restaurant anyway. So what's the big deal? Shut it down. But the most stunning part of what he said there to me was there's not going to be people to go to the restaurants. Did something happen? Last time I checked, there's a 99% recovery rate here. How is it we have no people now? Minnesota's going to have no people, Todd. They're not going to be people to go to the restaurants. That's what he just said.
What I'm a little surprised is he didn't play the, hey, if we shut it down for a month, then we'll get it back in time for Christmas card. I thought he'd play that one, but...
No, because he's just saying, what's the big deal? We don't shut it down. There's not going to be people to go to the restaurant anyway. I see. So all people are going to die.
Yes.
Anybody that would want a meal in a restaurant will be dead, according to Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. And he didn't like slip up. He said it more than once. Can't believe it. What's on your mind? Two hot topics for you to tackle right there today on the program. And Paul in South Dakota, you go first. Hello, and what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So probably the biggest thing that's bothering me right now is when we're talking about these shutdowns and there's no mention of the word recovery. I think it's really easy for a coward to sit there and say, shut it down, shut it down, shut it down. And then not to talk about what do we need to recover? What are we going to need to reopen? Just nothing. Absolutely not a whisper. What are we going to do for these businesses that are lost? I know they keep preaching this dark winter, and there may not be people to go to these places, but let's say we have the 99% that do survive. How are we going to help them recover? What are we going to do? I mean, there has to be some mention of it, and I think people might embrace the shutdowns a little bit if you talk about, hey, if we shut down, this is what our plan is to help you out so you can reopen safely. But there's no mention of anything about, oh, what are we going to do to recover? And I think that conversation needs to start coming out to the light of day here.
Great point. Really good point. You know, I said too, you know, paint me a picture of the other side of this. You know, let's get innovative about how, again, 99% recovery rate. We have vaccines. multiple vaccines. We have therapeutics. There's a lot of positive things there. This is not going to last forever. And to run around and act, I mean, we have a serious problem right now with hospital space and staff. Okay? Totally 100% agree. By the sheer numbers, one of the reasons they're panicked about Thanksgiving, if those numbers spike above normal because of Thanksgiving, then they won't have enough hospital rooms or beds. That's a problem. That's a challenge in where we find ourselves right now. So they've dealt with that problem, and I think they've, we've heard from the healthcare facilities. We've heard why they're doing what they're doing. What's on the other side of it? What's after it? Yeah, I agree.
You'll throw me a bone. And throw me some type of package that you have in mind. This can't all fall on the Senate and the House to say, well, our recovery depends on how much money we get. No, you have to have something at the state level. What are you going to do to help us out?
Couldn't agree anymore. I guess we got to figure out how to be Walmart because they've become essential when eating at a restaurant is not. So it's just a little disturbing, too. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Red and Wing when we come back.
Being a caregiver for an aging loved one takes its toll over time. Coordinating appointments, financial responsibility, and wondering what will come next is stressful. Northland Pace Senior Care Services has helped many aging adults live at home as long as safely possible by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more, your loved one will be fully cared for when they're with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Located throughout North Dakota online at northlandpace.com.
Cattle Women and Men, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, invites you to bring your neighbors and your family Saturday, November 21st to the Ramada in Bismarck to discuss issues regarding the cattle industry. Featured speakers include RCAF USA Executive Secretary Bill Bullard, State Veterinarian Dr. Susan Keller, Dave Wright, and Eugene Grainer. Enjoy U.S. Steaks, a raffle, and silent auction while Jeff Earhart provides entertainment. Register at iBand.org and invite a fellow producer to join us. See iBand.org for details.
Jeff is back from Collins & Kroc. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job, what do you want to do with the rest of your life. After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Ethanol Coalition, NDEC. We, tomorrow, will be on location. It's Cashwise, newest one in Bismarck, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon of unleaded 88. They give you the choice at CashWise. Totally up to you if you want the lowest price at the pump to fill up unleaded 88. Great way to travel the state. Safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals tomorrow include a Works car wash for only $2 and the chance to win one of many fuel gift cards all day from 8 to 5. Kick off the holiday driving season by stopping at CashWise, 43rd Avenue, North Bismarck, tomorrow. Save 15 cents per gallon off the already low price of unleaded 88. You're going to come by for that? I hope you are. All right. Every once in a while, our friend Fred Nguyen checks in with some pearls of wisdom. And I see him on the board there now, so I better go right there to Nguyen, North Dakota. Fred, what's on your mind?
I was just at CashWise last night, and they had a wonderful thing in the natural medicine section, natural herbal section. And it was a package for immunohealth. And it had all the zinc in it and everything. All you need is hydroxychloroquine from the doctor. And you have the doctors are claiming there were 50,000 of them in Washington yesterday. They got together and they were trying to get this point across to the White House. And the White House was listening to them. Almost 100% cure rate with these things. A 100% cure rate. Now, the Lord has given us an immune system, but we've always searched after a cure to the common cold. The cold virus is the coronavirus. This strain we have is a bad one. But we've got a cure, almost 99.9% rate. We can cure it. Now, a vaccine is only a preventative that has about a 90% rate. That's a preventative. We have a cure, and it's so bad. These women or men that are working in the hospital, industry, in the health industry, they will be like lined up like gulag people and given a shot. They don't have the ability to say no unless they lose their job. And they'll be given this vaccine because in the eyes of our governor, what he said yesterday, is the only thing we can do is stop everything until we get the vaccine. We don't need the vaccine. This cure rate thing. Go to everybody, if you want to check me, go to the website, frontlinedoctors.com. Read what they got there. If didn't take it off, if it's off there, this is an answer. God's given it to us. It's right in our hands. We don't need to shut down the ball games and Thanksgiving. We need to have Thanksgiving and be thankful. He's given us a cure for the common cold that we've always searched for. And because we're so into this big money thing with this healthcare industry, even our own governor can't see it. You know what I feel like? You're from Montevideo, right?
I am. Montevideo, yep.
Yes, Montevideo, Minnesota. Okay. Small town. Governor's from Arthur, right? Arthur, North Dakota, right?
He is, yep, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm from Wing. And we've all worked around tractors and big equipment before, and usually the guy who's the boss is up in the tractor. So the tractor's running real loud. He yells out at us, and he says, do this, do this, do this, and why are you screwing up? And you yell back at him, but because of the motor on the tractor, he can't hear you. And you would just love to explain yourself. He'd love to say, hey, this is why I did what. So, Governor, today, shut your tractor off. Listen to the other people. That was what I'd like to tell them. I would have liked to told them yesterday. You guys did a marvelous job yesterday, Scott.
Well, I appreciate that, Fred, and I love hearing your pearls of wisdom. Everything you just heard Fred say, if you hear something and say, well, maybe I should do that, talk to your doctor. Have a one-on-one conversation with him. Now, we've heard from people who heard some of these things, and their doctor said, no, that's crazy, it's fake news, whatever. Well, okay, then you don't like the opinion, and maybe get a second opinion, but have the conversation with your doctor and get some real answers on, hey, should I do this, should I not do this? I think it makes sense. Clint at Bismarck, next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Clint.
Hey, Hey, yeah, good morning. Two quick things. Number one, Trump, go get him. And every Republican governor and all the Republican senators, Congress people, both federal and state, we need to make sure that there's some integrity in our elections. If other than Trump and his administration, I hear little or nothing from most all of the Republicans. We're so preoccupied with COVID that we're going to let the Democrats steal this election. With number one, those computers need to go. We need to revamp this whole thing. We've handed it away. We've let it happen, and I blame all the Republicans for letting them do that. They've stood by and watched, said nothing. And my second point, as long as I'm going to pick on Republicans, I'm going to high five Wayne Stengem. I made a mistake when I voted for Doug Burgum, and you're right now his check and balance. And no disrespect to who won the primary. I was not allowed to vote in the primary election in District 8, but I wrote in Jeff Delzer, and I want to thank District 8 for nominating Jeff Delzer. Thank you for doing a wonderful job.
All right, Clint, thanks for the call. Packing a lot in today. Let's go to Josh in Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Say, I was just wondering about the vaccine and the testing. The tests, from what I remember them being, was a test for the coronavirus, not specific to COVID-19. Was that correct?
What are you talking about? I'm sorry, I missed the part of coronavirus test versus COVID-19 test for what?
No, the tests that we take are for the coronavirus, not specific to finding out if you have COVID-19 or any of the others.
I don't think
they said they couldn't do that specifically.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard that. That before. Is your point that there's say you're right. What's the difference?
Well, if it's just testing for coronavirus in general, then they're testing for 7 different viruses. How do we know which one they have? So if they don't have a vaccine that is specific to the COVID-19 versus the coronavirus, what happens when that comes out and they're still testing and the tests are coming back positive off the chart still?
Well, interesting. I don't know the answer to that. Make a note here to find out if we can. We've got David.
Yeah, I tried to get in when you had Dr. Vedder on there, but I was too late.
No problem, Josh. I appreciate your call. We do have David Waterman joining us a little later on this morning. David Waterman was with us earlier in the week, and we had a lot of interest in some of his information. Midwest Public Health Coalition, they've collected a lot of data on this. So David will be here at the top of next hour. A lot of you asked, what's his name? How do I get a hold of him? Is he going to be back on? So that's why we have him back on. Your chance to weigh in. More of your calls when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With a Reuters poll this week showing over 37 million American voters reject the 2020 election as filled with fraud and irregularities, transparency in recount states would be the priority. It is not. As election officials in Georgia and Michigan will not show observer signatures or ballot certifications, among other complaints. Two Michigan Republicans who reversed course and voted to certify the election results in the state's most populous county Tuesday now say they were pressured to certify the election and want to rescind their votes. Wayne County Board of Canvassers Chairwoman Monica Palmer and William Hartman filed affidavits Wednesday night saying they had been threatened and claimed Democrats on the board reneged on their promise to seek an audit of votes from Detroit. They say over 70% of mail-in ballots have irregularities that Michigan election officials are trying to hide. Jonathan Kinloch, the board's vice chairman and a Democrat, says it's too late for Palmer and Hartman to rescind their votes. USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hungry? My job, for crying out loud. I want you to miss out on the great lunch specials, home cooking, grab and go convenience at PetroServe USA. Red, white, and blue. Helping America feel better. That's what they do every darn day. And they have pulled pork and French dip sandwich. Those are two different specials, your choice. The pulled pork or the French dip sandwich at Valley City today. Exit 292 off I-94. The meatloaf dinner in Harwood is just like grandma's. It's really, really good. I had it many times. You'd love it. Lasagna with garlic toast, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and shepherd's pie. That's a popular one, 12th Avenue North. PetroServe USA, buy any size fountain pop, 79 cents today, too. Another great deal of the many, and lots of great food options. Grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA. All right, back to your calls on the news of the day. President Trump tweeting that at 11 o'clock today, a viable path to victory will be revealed. Rudy Giuliani and others, we're looking forward to that. We have Governor Tim Walz saying there's not going to be people to go to the restaurants. I have to start there with our next guest here. We'll get to your calls in a second. John Hinderacher is here. John is the president of the Center of the American Experiment, and he's here to talk about Golden Turkey. Because next week is Thanksgiving, and the Golden Turkey Contest is on, and it is a way to unearth the myriad of government waste that is out there. But before I do that, I need a little translation help. You're in Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz is in Minnesota. We talked to him last night, and we said, okay, you're putting all these restrictions on. Obviously, that's going to have an impact on businesses, restaurants as an example. What do you do for them? What's that side of the ledger? Because it never comes up, right? It's all these restrictions, and, you know, believe them, don't believe them, think they'll help, don't think they'll help, whatever. They are what they are. He's putting them in place. So there's impacts. What do you do? Here's what he, you ready for this, Tom? Can you roll this for John? Here's what he said to us, and I'm not going to play the whole thing, just enough to get my favorite quote here and see if John thinks this is as crazy as I do. Go ahead and roll that.
Wait a minute. Which one am I playing?
Same one you played earlier, but not the whole thing. Just listen to me, and I'll tell you what's happening. Governor Tim Walz.
This issue around small businesses absolutely pains me. I think we need to be clear. With the rates of infection we have, there's not going to be people to go to the restaurants. There's not going to be people to go. And what we do
Stop the bus. Did you catch that, Johnny? He said there's not going to be people to go to the restaurants.
Scott, we're all going to die. apparently there will be no Minnesotans left alive to patronize restaurants, let alone bars, you know. This is unbelievable, Scott. Remember when this whole stupid, you know, situation started with COVID-19 and Tim Walz had a model that predicted 79,000 Minnesotans would die if they didn't do a shutdown, and if we did a shutdown, 50,000 Minnesotans would still die. Then they went out and they bought a refrigerated building to use as an overflow morgue because there wasn't going to be enough room at the mortuaries for all the bodies. And it's been sitting there unused, of course, ever since. But so apparently Tim Walz is back to being Mr. Doom. You know, there will be nobody left to go to the restaurants. I mean, this is crazy.
Okay, good. I'm not crazy. I just want to make sure because I hear there's not going to be people to go to the restaurants. I'm like, well, I mean, Armageddon? Last time I checked, 99% survival rate.
99 point something, 0.9, 0.7, you know. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, you know, he's brokenhearted about all the small businesses. Well, did you notice, Scott, that there's no closure of stores this time around? The first time around, they closed all the small businesses, all the small stores, but they left Target and Costco and Walmart and Home Depot. They're all open. And so thousands of small businesses have been driven into bankruptcy. And now they say, well, we found out stores don't really spread the disease, so we're not closing stores anymore. Well, thanks for that, Governor. Meanwhile, countless small businesses have been destroyed.
One of the doozies of the COVID-19 response from Governor Walz was this, I forget how many dollars, you'll tell me, on this, we got to be ready with a morgue because we don't have enough places to put dead bodies. So I guess I forgot about this. He's been kind of singing doom and gloom from day one, building these big things. And if I'm not mistaken, it's empty.
It is, well, they're using it for storage, you know, needed supplies, but they're certainly not using it for the bodies that won't fit into the mortuary. So this is the Golden Turkey Award, Scott. You mentioned it earlier, and we're running this competition to highlight wasteful state government spending. And there are four nominees. This is going to be a regular feature at American Experiment. We're going to, like, once a quarter thereabouts, we're going to run a Golden Turkey prize competition. We've got four nominees for the first one. But I got to tell you, Scott, that the front runner with, I think, 52% of the votes so far, and thousands of Minnesotans have voted, the front runner is the $6.9 million that Tim Walz spent for the overflow morgue. But there's three other very worthy nominees. And if you go to AmericanExperiment.org, our website, and click on the link with the It's Your Money Golden Turkey logo, you can vote in the competition.
Yikes. You know, and again, this is your money. The thing is, they act like it's their money, but it's your money. So why I love efforts like this is because it makes it just a little bit tougher to do it the next time. Right? You get them to think a little bit, I don't want the golden turkey. I don't want anybody talking about me and how much, you know, waste that I've had. So get your vote in. I think today, given there's not going to be people to go to the restaurant, I'm going to go with the morgue. The morgue that's now a storage center for crying out loud.
Well, it's hard to beat. But we've got a real diverse group of nominees, different amounts of money, different kinds of government waste, but they're all worthy nominees. So if you go to AmericanExperiment.org, click on the green and gold Golden Turkey logo, and you can read about the four nominees and vote for your choice.
Good stuff. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Take care, and good luck to you there. I don't know. I'd start, you know, looking over your shoulder there or something.
I better start checking my pulse, Scott, to make sure I'm still alive. I didn't realize that things were this dire.
Oh, my gosh. All right. John Hinderacher, President and Senator of the American Experiment. You bet. The Golden Turkey Award. Get to that website and check it out. Okay, back to the phones here. And I got a texter pleading for you to turn on your lights because it's foggy in many parts of North Dakota today. We always get texts from listeners reminding us to remind people to turn on their lights when it's foggy. I don't know why that's so hard. But Marty's on the road. Hey, Marty, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was going to talk about the headlights. People, turn on your headlights. If there's a truck crossing the highway and he can't see you, he's going to pull out in front of you, and it's going to get ugly. My next point is the COVID numbers. There are 11 million confirmed cases of COVID. There's about 250,000 deaths. That's about a 0.02 mortality rate, which I think drops from all the millions of people that I'm sure have had it, not gone to a doctor, not gotten tested, have maybe had mild symptoms and just got over it themselves. And that's going to drop that mortality rate significantly. Protect the people that need protected, but it's not that bad.
Interesting points, Marty. Where are you at, by the way? Where are you? Just from the standpoint of the fog, I want to get an idea of where it's all at here today.
It's pretty much all the way from Burlington all the way out to Tioga, where I'm at now.
Okay, Highway 2 there. All right, yeah. Got it. Okay, thanks a bunch. And lucky guy, see, Burlington to Tioga. I've driven that road 1 million times. Just absolutely love it. Dustin in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Dustin.
Hey, Scott, good morning. Hey, I just want to make kind of a statement about shutdowns and the consequences of them, especially relating to kids being out of school. Middle-class families are forced to have one income now with kids homeschooling and stuff like that. Well, it seems like that's the goal of the Democrats, is to squeeze out the middle class, essentially taking one income out of young family households. And what are the long-term effects of this? And is this a goal of the shutdowns? That's my comment. I'll hang up.
One more time. The goal of the shutdown would be what? Oh, he's gone. Okay. Let's see. David Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, Scott. Thanks for doing what you do. We appreciate it. Just wanted to briefly comment about the Governor Walz's sports shutdown for all sports. And just curious how come pro sports does not apply. I am an avid Viking fan, but if it's unfair for, like you said, the Moorhead Spuds were going on an undefeated streak so far, how come pro sports are allowed and high school sports are sanctioned? I didn't hear Governor Walz give a clear interpretation of that.
What I heard him say, he was asked about it, and he said basically they have more resources, right? So they can do, you know, testing everybody four times a day. They have, one example is, hockey right now. The University of North Dakota is about to go down for a number of games. I think they're playing 10 in Omaha in what they call a pod, right? So they're going to have this pod where they're in a bubble, and they're doing all the testing and everything else. So I think that's why it's different. Although, I think we are losing sight of how much damage is being done from a mental health perspective to all of these disruptions and all of the way we're handling things. I really believe, again, Donald Trump said it well, the cure can't be worse than the disease. The cure can't be worse than the disease. And, you know, in their mind, the way they're doing it is, okay, if something happens, we're not worried about, the health risk to the child because, the vast majority of them obviously have the best numbers of anybody to be that age, but we're worried that they take it home to grandma and then grandma. So my point is, okay, if I'm an athlete and I play with other athletes and I'm doing everything to be smart and I'm hoping everybody else is, when I come home, I'm going to be very careful. And this Thanksgiving, I won't be with grandma. Well, again, let people understand, okay, if they're a loved one of mine is in this group, they're playing sports, and they've got to be very careful around me. Can they not figure that out, Dave?
Yep. Totally hear you, Scott.
Right? I mean,
completely agree.
Yeah, I mean, find a way. Be smart about it. They just go to the easy route of, well, let's not have it, and then don't assess the consequences there. I don't disagree. I think Walz is right. I think college sports, pro sports, have way more resources to be able to do all of that. So I get why, one is restricted and the other isn't, but I just don't think we use our brain very well. Dave Waterman is going to join us in a little bit, and Dave has done a lot of work in this area of public health. So that's coming up next hour. You asked for him back. Also, Zach Smith, legal fellow at the Ed Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies on the election integrity. Stay tuned for that coming up.
At the University of Mary, we're truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes are forming now. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military services.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen, and only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88, your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and a chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gets results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there. She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation, sent her down south.
Texts are pouring in. Lots of the suggestions to turn your lights on if it's foggy where you are. That would be a good idea. Text says next time you have Governor Burgum on, you should ask him if he's willing to step down as governor if his socialist mask mandate doesn't flatten the curve he's so concerned about. If he's so confident it's the miracle cure to flatten the virus, it should be no problem making that commitment. Yeah, the governor has battled against a mask mandate for a long time. Obviously, saw the numbers related to hospitalization and decided to go along with it. He's not alone in advocating for it, but I'd love accountability on all of the decisions, honestly, from the standpoint of, all right, if you put that in, a mask mandate in this case, to free up hospital beds and bring the rates down, does it happen? Nobody talks about the 99% survival rate. Nobody talks about the therapeutics that are available. I think the problem is real. I'll repeat, real, as it pertains to staff and actual beds. That's why this concern is here. But see, if it doesn't work, then they'll say, well, you didn't. There wasn't enough compliance on mask mandates. How many more people are wearing a mask today than ever have worn a mask in their life? It has to be ridiculous. 80% maybe? So if you find, oh, I went into a store and they weren't wearing one, but that is a tiny percentage, tiny percentage. Anyway, appreciate all of your comments, and we have more to come. Dave Waterman is going to join us next hour, follow up to our conversation earlier in the week and talk more about these numbers, get back to more of your calls. But when we're looking for a little common sense on this world, in this world, we find out where the tyranny assault vehicle is, and we take heed to the fact that there is some good work being done assaulting tyranny, and it's done by our friend Jim the Flagpole Guy. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm wonderful, Scott. I hope you're doing good, too. And, you know, it's really cool if you actually take time and stop and listen and read. It's amazing what I find. And, you know, this book come into my life after I became the Flagpole Guy, and it was called The Swarthout Chronicles, and you can find it in the Library of Congress, dated 1900. And it describes the Swarthouts throughout history as far back as the late 1300s. And I'd like to just talk about a guy that his name was Tomai Swartwout, and in 1653, he dared to remonstrate. Now, first of all, this is in Old English, so you have to listen. He dared to remonstrate against the continuance of the maladministration of the affairs of the province by the arrogant dictatoriate of the West India Company, and to claim for the taxed colonists a right of voice in the government of it. The aggressive action of this first landag of the oppressed inhabitants of New Netherland, although contemptuously ignored and regarded by the despotic guild of voracious merchants as meting severe punishment so that other colonists might be deterred from deliberating on affairs of the state, had nevertheless, in the fullness of time, a glorious consummation in the Declaration of Independence of the 13 United American Colonies. This gentleman, he spoke for the colonists back in the Netherlands, and he had to do with growing tobacco out of the New York area. This is the Swarthout. This is the Swartwout. We all have that. And today, hear our roar. We are still here. We're still fighting for freedom. Scott, we're in a war right now, aren't we? We're in the war for the heart and soul of America. And, you know, it's a time to, not for peace, it's a time to fight. And if you're a prayer warrior, we pray that God goes before us and fights for us. But I think he maybe is saying, hey, you guys turn your back on me for the last 40, 50, 60 years. It's time that you fight. But we can fight by writing our congressmen. We can go out and we can stand and be counted. We can plant seeds of gentle individual freedom in the hearts of those that don't understand it. This is America. We are Americans, and we don't back down. We don't sit down when we're told to shut up. We're individuals. We are endowed by the Creator for the pursuit of happiness. And I'm so happy that I get to do this, and I pray everybody, and I get to travel all around and meet a lot of people. And there's one spirit that is strong in this Great Plains. And thank you, Scott, for helping lead the way. Thank you for these opportunities that we have to. And I think Trump is going to win. He's going to win because the truth is going to come out, and he's going to come out and he's going to say, sorry, folks,
It's a complicated thing, but there he is, right? Scott, it's going to turn out if we do. We all do our part and support truth.
Do not be deterred. That's a good bit of lesson from the Sword Out Chronicle right there. That's for sure.
For 400 years, they've been fighting.
And don't, I mean, your voice is important as anybody else's, you know, challenge where you need to be. And by the way, we're doing that right now. I mean, I think that's a healthy thing. I think if everybody was just saying, okay, fine, okay, shut down this, shut down that, okay, yep, you're right, no, I'll do this, tell me what else I should do, I'd be a little worried for the future. But I'm seeing good, healthy discussion about these things where people disagree and they're giving the reasons why they disagree, and it's great. Fly the flag. That's what you need to do. That'll keep you through all of this. NDFlagpoleGuy.com or call them Jim at 571-FLAG.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is. And we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories, you create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.